Hello, everybody. This is Dr. Will Clower. Welcome to Cooking for Health. Today, we're talking about meat in the crock pot. And I just have to tell you that if you're cooking a roast or something, you know, something typical that people cook in the oven. You know, you put it in a roasting pan, you put stuff in it, you make your roast. Meat in the crock pot is a great alternative. And especially beef, man, because one of the reasons why is that you put it in there low and slow into your crock pot, and you've got all this wonderful juice that it just marinates in. It's awesome. So when you're choosing things to throw in the crock pot, if you like beef, if you like a roast, it's the perfect thing to throw in there. Now, I just have to say, the beef, oftentimes it is marbled with a little bit of fat, and that fat is ample to season the crock pot, whatever you're cooking. If you have beef fat around the outside, just trim that off, because it can become overwhelming for the flavor of whatever's in your crock pot. Make sense? Other types of meats, though, like seafood, can get tough when it goes forever, and so it sort of gets like shoe leather, like a hockey puck. And if you don't want that to happen, that's okay. You can still have seafood things in the crock pot. You just have to add that last. For beef, though, you can add that in the morning, go to work, you come home, and it's perfect for you. Make sense? If you have any questions, come by our site. That's willclower.com. Take care. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.